What's going on, everybody? What's going on? This is yours and only Voodoo Priest Man today, aka Chill Dog. Yeah, you know, so it just goes by how I'm feeling, how I'm flowing. So today I'm just chilling, you know, I'm just relaxing, I'm just feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Just feeling like, hey, like I'm ready to party, but knowing that I ain't going nowhere but stay at the crib. But now, listen up, yo. I posted a picture on my Instagram, guys, before I start the segment. I posted a picture on Instagram about different hands on top of your head. So if y'all go to my Instagram, y'all see a picture that I have a whole bunch of heads on top of my head and talks about different personalities. So guess what? We all have different personalities. I call it different parts of our spirit that are not equally inclined with one another. So we all have split personalities. I call it split personalities. I call it you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have to be a split personality. It might be a split personality according to, you know what I'm saying, science and all that. But we ain't going to get there. You know what I'm saying? What I want to talk about today. By the way, before I even start. If they don't like it, somebody just send me a message on Instagram and say, you know what, you shouldn't do that. It's not right. You just got to have one personality. That's this and that. And I say, you know what, you keep your delusional self to yourself and leave me the heck alone. And I'm just going to say this. If people don't agree with myself, my personality is like, whatever. I ain't here to please nobody. I'm here to please the people that want to hear me, and that's it. All the rest can have two cows and choke. But anyway, guys, today I want to talk about something that is very important to me, that I really, really feel is super important, because I have many people that connect with me on a regular basis, get a lot of DMs, get a lot of messages, a lot of emails, and I'm just getting people just always, you know, some people coming at me saying, hey, listen, I know I'm not anybody. However, I would like to have a couple of minutes of your time and things like that. First of all, don't ever tell anybody that you are not important. What do you mean you're not important? So I have to, you know, had a little conversation, you know, and say, no, never tell yourself that you are nobody important, or you might not be nobody important to me. You see what I'm saying? You always classify yourself as important, because guess what? You are important. I don't care if you grew up people telling you that you ain't shit. I don't care if people, you grew up telling you that you look like Pinocchio because you got a big ass nose. I don't care if people tell you that this and that, or people say that you are ugly as hell, you know what I'm saying? Or nothing like that, because guess what? Beauty and personality trait, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do is you got to get to a point of just understanding that, you know what I'm saying, all you could do and all you could be is be you. Some people say, you know what, Voodoo, you say this before. Yeah, I'm gonna say it again. Why? Because repetition gets your DNA to be reprogrammed. When there's something being repeated to you constantly on a regular basis, it's like some form of magic that what it does is sticks to your DNA. If I speak in one video about something and every video is something different, which I do, but has a lot of similarities for the way I speak things into existence, or the way I speak, guess what? If it was all the videos didn't have anything in common, you guys would never be able to hold on to any information that I'm providing. So I repeat myself in many situations and repeat certain things I speak about, because it all makes sense. Everything is everything. You know what I'm saying? So when you go there, or you expressing yourself, never look yourself down. Stop looking down. When people talk to you, look at them in the face. I don't care if it's somebody that came from planet Jupiter and just came over here, you know what I'm saying, 10 feet tall, and they're looking at you and you're going to look down. You don't look down at nothing. You always look straight in people in the eyes. When you put yourself and lower yourself, some people say it's a form of respect. You know, that's cool. I agree that you might want to do that with people that are older, you know, people that are elderly, you know, and out of respect, and, you know, when they speaking, you know, because you don't want to feel that. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to, you know, when it comes down to the wise men, you know, the wise women, you know what I'm saying? People that are super extremely knowledgeable, you know what I'm saying? Out of respect, I understand that. But somebody else, you want to go to college, you want to ask somebody for a favor, you want to ask something, you looking for something, you are finding a way to communicate something with somebody, never, never do it again. Don't never make yourself feel inferior to nobody. I don't care if they white, I don't care if they Chinese, I don't care if they red, I don't care, like I said, they from Jupiter. And you know what? Chill Dog speaks like real fast. You know what I mean? So all I'm saying is just chill. You know what I'm saying? Just chill. And just make sure that you tell everybody, you know what I mean? From now on, you hold on to that crown and you feel, first of all, you feel that you are important. I have some people saying that to me. I am not like the rest of these YouTubers or Instagrammers that are out there looking for some sort of recognition or some form of they want people to put him on a pedestal or whatever. I don't care about none of that. I just keep it straight raw. Like, y'all know me, I keep it straight raw. And it's all about me connecting the dots and helping some people and just being able to be myself and explain things that I explain. So, you know what I'm saying? Never feel that you got to come down to me and talk to me with some form of formality, you know, when it comes to, you know, you ain't nobody, you ain't this or you ain't that. Or, you know what I mean? Always feeling like something is not the way it is. I hope the person who said that or the people who said that actually is listening to this right now. So that way they understand. I want to create this. I know many people. You know what I mean? I study psychology. I study behaviors. I study so many different things. And I know some people, they feel like they are inferior. No matter what, they are inferior. They feel like every time they speak into somebody, it might not even be shyness. Some of them call it shyness, like, oh, I'm shy, things and that. And they just feeling like, you know, they got to go change who they are so somebody can accept them in whatever the situation might be, and also feeling like they're inferior and things like that. No, because you know what? If everything you want wants you, what you mean that you can't get a job if you're actually not yourself? Just be yourself. The universe is gonna provide you the things that you really want. Stop doing things that you should not be doing to please anybody. I tell people that all the time. Yeah, get it in your DNA, get it in your peanut brain. So all I'm saying once again, is always feel that if you are in a situation right now in your life where you were mistreated by a relationship, or if you were mistreated by your parents and they told you, you once again how ugly you is or all this and that, all you got to do, number one, is just revoke that and just say to yourself, either you want to speak it out loud, either you want to write it, either you want to go ahead and say it in the back of your mind, thinking it, you know, you can say, I am a king. And for you ladies, I am a queen. You know what I'm saying? And just know that everybody sees me as one. I'm here to prove I deserve to get this job. I deserve this relationship. And just let it be known, because assertiveness is sexy as hell. Somebody that is assertive, yo, word. For real, that is sexy as heck. So all I'm saying to y'all is, once again, you know, you all know I love y'all and stuff like that. And nobody, I don't give a damn who it is, you know what I'm saying, I have millions of views, millions of followers and all that, they ain't shit, they ain't nobody, they bleed just like we all do, you know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to you is always feel good about yourself, no matter what you've been through. If you've been through situations in your life where people told you things, negative things about you, and you still believe in them, it's time for you to flush them. It's time for you to put them in the toilet and flush them and let it just go down the drain or whatever. And you go ahead and become a new you, starting right now. Not January 1st for a resolution, starting right now. Your year, your day, your time, your second, your beginning begins now. Okay, so all I'm saying is, once again, if you're listening to this, I appreciate everybody that is listening to tuning in from Spotify, everybody that is tuning in from iTunes, you know, for all these different podcasts that are finding my information. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube and make sure to turn your notifications on, and also follow me on my Instagram where a lot of things take place. Until then, y'all be good, stay out of trouble, and y'all chill.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.